The following broadcast of Compassion Radio was from our vast archive of programming content.
There's a hunger for adventure inside each one of us, but sometimes we let fear deprive us of the fulfillment of that hunger. We're afraid to step out of our comfort zones, but the fear we feel doesn't need to stop us from living the adventure. On today's Compassion Radio, you'll meet two people who felt the fear, but who did the adventure anyway. And if they can do it, so can you.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Around the world and in country. This is the daily ministry broadcast journal of God's amazing triumphs. He's working right now to change the world through people just like you. Does it require superhuman faith or courage? Not necessarily. We'll show you how changing the world is really done on today's Compassion Radio. Norm is joined in studio today by some special friends for an interview we've titled, Go Afraid.
Well, the title and the message of today's program are the same. And that's what Leroy and Cindy Metzger did when these former hippie surfers gave their lives to Jesus Christ and ended up in Africa, living out the adventure of sharing his compassion with refugees, orphans, and others in severe conditions of need. They want their story to encourage you, and they're with me today in our Compassion Radio studio. Leroy and Cindy, welcome to Compassion Radio.
Thank you.
Great to have you with us today in the studio. You folks are on your way to a place that means a great deal to you. And you've been back here in the States after spending a term of time, I know, in ministering in Malawi in Africa, a wonderful African nation with many opportunities for ministry. But you haven't always worked in Malawi. And I know there's a story behind your connection to that country and the work that God has given you. Leroy, would you start us off and tell us, how is it that God touched your heart that you ended up in Malawi? It's a long way from here.
Yeah, it sure is. When he first started speaking to us about Malawi, at first I thought he said Maui. We spent nearly 20 years in Kauai. Serving the Lord and pastoring for 14 years.
You like that Hawaiian ambience.
I moved there in 65 as a surfer. Of course, every surfer's dream is to Hawaii.
My
goodness. Little did I know, he began apprehending our hearts there in the in the islands.
Now, Malawi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's special about Malawi. First of all, located on the map.
Okay. Malawi is south central Africa. It's kind of wrapped around Mozambique, and it's a small nation about the size of Pennsylvania with 12 million people. It's known as the warm heart of Africa, and I really see that as part of what the legacy that Livingston left there.
Really?
He loved the Malawians. He opened the door for missionary groups to come in. He fought slavery. He said, and I love his passion on this, he said, when I die, I want my heart buried in Malawi. Send my body back to Scotland.
Yeah.
And I like that passion. Well, I believe it's had an impact on Malawi. They've never had civil wars there.
Yeah, it's characterized geographically by a huge lake.
Yes,
240 miles long.
240 miles long. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's big.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Malawi, Cindy?
We've lived there 1 year now. And that year we lived in Lilongwe, which is the capital of Malawi. Mm-hmm. Our ministry is rather different because we're not really part of an organization. Mm-hmm. We really felt God was just calling us there to be free to move amongst the body of Christ in Malawi, to be there, to be an encouragement for the works that are already happening there, to be land rovers. And and so we have traveled to the north, we have traveled to the south, we have made, our heart is relationships with people. So that is what we've done in the last year, is we have built relationships from the north to the south.
This is something I really want to focus on. You went to Malawi then without the sponsorship of an existing missionary organization.
Right.
God just put this on your heart, and you went. Tell us about, was there fear involved in that? Was there a sense of stepping out into the unknown, into a void, in a sense? I know you trust the Lord and all of that, but tell us about how did you deal with that unknown factor?
By the grace of God. One of the things God had spoken to our hearts, the question he asked us is, are you willing to be like Abraham and Sarah and go, not knowing where?
Not knowing where.
And what you're going to be doing. Can you trust me in this? And that was before we even knew we were going to Malawi.
Really?
Because for a good length of time, we had prayed, God, what in the world do you want us to do?
Yeah.
Where in the world and how in the world is this going to happen? Mm-hmm. We had pastored for 30-some years.
Mm-hmm.
We felt God was moving us on to something different.
Yeah.
Not that we aren't pastoring anymore, because pastoring doesn't mean you're just part of a church and you're the pastor there. We pastor people. We shepherd people. We care for people wherever we are, no matter what we're doing. But God had asked us to come out of the box. And so he asked us that question. Are you willing to leave your comfort zone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to step out into the unknown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we, of course, had prayed, Lord, enlarge our borders. Bring us beyond what we say, well, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Bring us to a point where we're saying, God, we need you, only through you.
Yeah.
And this last year, we have learned to be so much more dependent on him out of necessity.
Yeah.
So we basically, to that question, we said, yes, Lord, we're willing to go. Yeah. And then he began to put places, things in order of what, where, and how.
It's a fascinating thing, the way God works through the faith of those who follow him. I'm thinking about this ministry, which, you know, we're in our 63rd year now.
Awesome.
But back around a dozen years ago, we felt the Lord leading us in a totally different direction, and in a direction that is entirely different from what the typical American radio ministry does, the way the typical American radio ministry functions. And I remember Sharon and I sitting down together and saying, we're trusting the Lord to carry us through this, but right now we can't see how.
Right.
We can't see how. Now, we had a lot of people that listened to our program. There were a lot of, we had a lot of contacts and all of that. But the point I want to make here is that it was a step at a time. As we took each step, the Lord sort of broadened the range in the network of people and ministries and opportunities that he brought our way. And now there's more on our plate than we could possibly handle. We don't. Sometimes we struggle with the number of opportunities that are there. So in a way, I know exactly what you're saying.
You asked us earlier, were we scared? And I was scared. I was in new territory. Definitely was going to take me out of my comfort zone, what I was familiar with, the different food, the language, the people, the culture, you know, all the dirt and the noise and all this stuff. Then I read this little booklet by Joyce Myers one time. It said, "Do It Afraid."
Oh, that's good.
And it was when God was speaking to Joshua, and he said, "Fear not.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be with you." Well, that's what that means, is don't run.
Yeah.
Don't run the opposite way.
Yeah.
I'll be with you. It's okay if you're afraid. It's okay. I'll be there with you. And so often as we step out in faith, just, you know, it so comforted me, because I was thinking, is something wrong with me? How come I'm so afraid about this? You know, it's just a normal feeling. But to go ahead, and God will meet you there. That's all part of the process, isn't it?
I see on the bookshelves, and I've seen this for years here in Christian bookstores in the United States, books that more or less convey this idea, how to witness without fear. Whoever said that the act of witnessing or the act of doing anything that's worthwhile for Christ doesn't involve dealing with the reality of our fears.
The unknown is scary.
It is.
But you find out Daddy's there waiting for you.
That's right.
Like standing right next to you.
As a son and a daughter, Daddy's taking really good care of us.
But I wonder how many people think, well, I'm afraid, therefore God must not want me to do this.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys are living example that's not the way God works.
Yeah.
That's not the way to go.
Yeah.
Tell us what what you see ahead in terms of the nature of the ministry that you'll be having. Now, you showed me a picture. Let me just mention this. You showed me a picture before we went on the air of a beautiful young woman in Malawi who was born without a jaw. And her life is changing because of the love that she's experienced from you, even though she's kind of an outsider, an outcast.
Our heart, we have been reaching out to the ones God brings across our path. And our heart is to not only as ourselves, but to inspire the Malawian believers to become an army of compassion, to have the heart of God, to impart that to other people, to don't turn away from the one that may be unlovely. Reach out to those. We have a ministry with the refugees in Malawi. We love these people, and these are people with broken lives because they've lost their nation. They've lost their homes.
Where do they come from, for the most part, Cindy?
Congo, yeah. Rwanda, Burundi, Somalia, this particular refugee camp. There's 5,000 people there, and that's actually a small refugee camp. But so what I'm trying to say is that our heart is to whoever God brings across our path. They may not look deformed, but they may be deformed in the heart. They may have a broken heart. We just want to be people of compassion. And the scripture that just comes to my heart is in Matthew 9:36. When Jesus saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary or tormented and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. And then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest, send out laborers into his harvest." And so our heart is to be an answer to that prayer and to that need to be laborers in the harvest field and to bring the compassion of Jesus. Now, I'll tell you, when you look at the multitudes in Africa, in Malawi, you get overwhelmed because there are endless orphans. There are so many orphans. There are widows. There are women that have been abandoned by their husbands or their husbands have died. There's an AIDS epidemic, and that is causing the orphan and the widow problem. Diseases, poverty, refugees. You can be overwhelmed with the multitudes. But as we get this heart of Jesus, the compassion for the hurting, God only asks us to love on the one right in front of you. Love your neighbor, like the Good Samaritan, the one man laying on the side of the road. So we want to not only be carriers of the compassion of Jesus, but we want to raise up an army of Malawians, an army of compassion.
Now that's exactly the kind of thing Compassion Radio gets excited about. It's got our name in it, after all. Are you ready for a new challenge? We'll be back with more from the Metzgers in a moment, but first a word about this month's incredible project.
You know, friends, there's always more we can do. When you support Compassion Radio this month, you help us rescue more precious little babies through the Door of Hope in Johannesburg, South Africa. For 20 years now, Compassion Radio has helped sponsor abandoned newborns being rescued by the Door of Hope. The need has never been greater, and the original baby house number one desperately needs to be rebuilt. As you partner with Compassion Radio this month, together we'll help the Door of Hope begin this urgently needed project. Your gift of any size would be such a blessing today. We can't succeed without your faithful prayer and financial support. Friend, will you help us make 2017 the best year of outreach in our 73-year history? Please call today with your gifts, encouragements, and prayer requests at 1-800-868-2478. That's toll-free, 800-868-2478. Or make your gift online at CompassionRadio.com. You can also reach us by writing Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Friend, you make the victories possible. We need you. Please contact us today.
Bram? We look forward to hearing from you today. And now, back to the program.
It's easy to be overwhelmed by the big picture, isn't it? But responding in the way you've described, we call that here the philosophy of ministering, in this case, the kinds of ministries that we do, to the next child, mm-hmm. whoever it is, that next child, and then the next one, and the next one, and the next one.
Yes. Yeah.
It adds up.
Begin with the one.
The next child is the one that we're concerned about. Yeah. That makes it a little more manageable.
Oh, totally.
What can we pray for?
A big one that we really need is, and you learn this, it's a learning process, but we're constantly asking this for discernment, for wisdom, and of course, you know, just love, you know, graciousness to everybody we meet. Treat everyone the same, you know. It's just good to know people are behind us and with us and praying for us and, you know, tracking with us and know we're there. I often said, I don't know what missionaries did before they had email. I'm so thankful for
it.
Yeah,
what did they do?
Yeah, what did they do? But just to know that there's people that are praying for us, you know, God is, you know, provisions has been wonderful, and that hasn't even been a concern. So I think more of just God continue to give us a heart for the people.
Yeah. Leroy and Cindy Metzger, let me ask you this question, or let me ask you to speak to this this matter. There's somebody listening to us right now. Maybe a lot of people are listening to us right now who know Jesus Christ, who love him, who have a heart to serve him, and who feel a tug of Christ upon their lives, in their spirits, to step out in some way beyond, as you put it, beyond their comfort zone. They're wrestling with that right now. They're afraid.
Yeah.
They're thinking, well, how are we going to find comfort and joy and all of these things and meet the fundamental needs of life doing what it is that we feel God's stirring us to do?
Yeah.
What would you say to them? I'd like to hear it from each of you. Leroy, what would you say?
First thing that comes to my mind, the scripture says to wait upon the Lord and he'll renew your strength. His timing is very, very important. So many people have gone out ahead of the Lord. Timing's wrong, you know. There's an old teaching I remember years ago we used to hear about the call isn't the sending. You know, you're called, and then you need to be equipped, trained, and wait on the Lord, and he'll send you. You know, so many people would hear the call and then just go out, and then just disaster and problems and frustration. And they'd come back, I'm never going to do that again. But we found out that just waiting on the Lord, just wait on him. And it's so important. We have a hard time waiting, you know.
I'll bet.
Everybody struggles with waiting, you know. We don't like that word, wait. We want everything and instant, now. But to wait on the Lord. He'll definitely guide you and show you, and then go with his peace. The peace is there, move forward. If it's not, stop.
Yeah.
It's a learning thing, and we're students. Well, I'm going to be a student till the day my breath is out of my lungs. You know? So we're learning,
That's right.
Yeah.
Cindy, what would you say to that person?
When God began to move in both of our hearts to make this move, it was about a 2-year process.
Yeah.
We were in a transition time, and it wasn't clear what was going on. And I cried out to God one day, and I said, what is this? What is going on? Because nothing was clear. You know, we had the tug on our heart, but it wasn't like we're going on the mission field, or we just knew there was a stirring in our heart. And what God spoke to my heart was, I am stirring up the nest. And just as a mother eagle begins to break up the nest, because we tend to want to stay in the comfort of the nest where food is brought to us and the down is there and this is where we've been and we like the view and everything's just right. But God began to break up the nest because he had greater for us.
Yeah.
And God's plan for us are always higher than ours, always higher than what we would settle for. And he always has our best in mind.
Yes.
But he always has his best in mind. Because God's ways are higher, and his purposes are far greater than anything we could imagine. And so as the mother eagle breaks up the nest, her eaglets are standing there on this ledge looking out going, that is scary. Step off that ledge and fly, but I can't. And often the mother eagle will actually have to push her eaglets off the cliff. And it seems like, I'm falling, I'll never do this. But she swoops under, and she lifts her eaglets up. And that's exactly what happened to Leroy and I as we took this step. It seemed like, this is scary. But God gave us the nudge because he said, I've called you to fly. Yeah. I haven't called you to sit. I've called you. I've created you to fly. So come with me. And he literally had to push us off that ledge out of our comfort zone. And he literally came under us. And we have been soaring. This last year has been one of the best in my life. It has been hard. There has been things being away from our family and our grandchildren. It hasn't been easy, but it's been one of the greatest years of my life. And we have been flying with God, seeing Malawi, seeing life, seeing the needy, seeing people from his perspective, the kingdom perspective. That's right. So if you are afraid in any way, my encouragement to you is go with the stirrings of your heart. Be obedient to God, and you're going to be glad. You stepped off what looks impossible. You stepped out into the impossible because with God, nothing is impossible. But you won't learn that until you step out there. And so I just want to encourage you to be obedient to the simple first steps he's asking you to do. Those that are hearing those words and feeling that stirring and tugging in your heart, go with God. Go with the tuggings of your heart. Do it afraid.
You folks are a breath of fresh air. I'm looking at two happy, smiling, fulfilled, joyous people serving the Lord.
Elderly people.
Boy, if you're elderly, may we be elderly forever. No, you really are. You're a breath of fresh air, and I hope that someone listening today is going to really receive encouragement from the story, this true story of adventure with Christ. Great to have you here with us. Leroy and Cindy Metzger, thanks for being with us here on Compassion Radio.
Thank you so much. And as they say in Malawi, zikomo kwambiri. Thank you very much.
Our thanks to Leroy and Cindy Metzger. They are a fine example of a life faithfully spent in service of the living God.
Thanks, Bram. And this broadcast, by the way, from our vast Compassion Radio archives. Well, let's grab a quick in-studio segment here with Cher. And Cher, we have a continuing project that we've been involved with for close to 15 years now. And it's as exciting a project as we've ever had here on Compassion Radio. It's the Door of Hope Project. And my friend, if you love children, little babies, and you have a concern about children who are abandoned, this project is absolutely for you. Cher, tell our listeners a bit more about this if they don't know about it already.
Well, we discovered this years and years ago. One of our listeners from Indonesia actually told us about this ministry, which is in South Africa. The pastor of a small church in a very difficult neighborhood in Johannesburg, South Africa, discovered that babies were being disposed of in the most terrible of ways from mothers who were either drug addicted or too poor to be able to take care of a baby. Some of them were prostitutes. There were all kinds of sad reasons why these babies were thrown away. Well, the pastor came up with a unique idea, and this was the first one that we had ever heard about anywhere in the world, although they are in several places now. They cut a hole in the security wall around their church. They put in a bin and a cover on each side. They made the bin sensitive to weight so that it could set off an alarm within the church, and they put up posters around the neighborhood saying that they were willing to take the babies that were going to be disposed of. They were hoping that some of the mothers might reconsider and take their babies back if they were able to, or that family might come and claim the babies, or the babies could be cared for, taught about Jesus, and grow up as Christians in South Africa, and perhaps become the next leaders of the country, because a whole generation was being wiped out there because of the AIDS epidemic. Well, that was one church, one little baby house, and when we were there, they had about 30 children at that time. Since then, they've gone to well over 2,000 babies that have been rescued either through the door or brought to them by police or other people. Many of those children have now been adopted into Christian families. The preference is to keep them there in South Africa so that they can grow up to be a benefit to their country. We were able to purchase the first house for them outside of the hillbrow, desperately dangerous area where the babies, as they became crawlers and toddlers, could have a place to safely move around in grass, in clean air, and in a big house. Well, they've gone on now to three houses, and they are in the process of now building the Door of Hope Village. which will contain all kinds of help for the babies and children that can grow up to their 18th birthday there if they're not adopted. Cheryl's children are now all out of college, and two of her sons have now come on board on staff, and they are running the business end of both the baby houses and the village. And we are so thrilled to see what God is doing through these two young men to guide the direction and to help the project grow just beautifully. And we just really, really pray that you will care for these little children. By giving through Compassion Radio, we will be able then to help them with the village and with the care for the babies.
Your gift of any size would be such a blessing today. We can't succeed without your faithful prayer and financial support. Please call today with your gifts, encouragements, and prayer requests at 1-800-868-2478. That's toll-free, 800-868-2478. Or make your gift online at CompassionRadio.com. You can also reach us by writing Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. On behalf of Norm, Cher, Bram, and the team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll see you again tomorrow with more Compassion Radio.